With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Richard Moncure is the son of a Chesapeake Bay waterman. But as fish and oyster populations in the bay fell, the prospects of his family's line became as murky as the bay itself.
I didn't know where I was going to end up or what I wanted to do with my future.
So he studied to be a minister in college.
Jesus was a fisherman.
Were you going to be a preacher?
I went in and majored in religion. I had a lot of questions, and I came out with my diploma and a lot more questions.
Then he joined the Peace Corps. During a 2.5-year tour of duty in Zambia, Richard met African watermen who had so badly overfished their lake, they had nothing left. Richard's job was to teach them sustainable fishing. He instructed them in the business of fish farming, how to grow their own tilapia in ponds, instead of netting the few remaining fish from the lake. Although the effort was successful, the whole time he was in Africa, Richard couldn't help thinking about home. And so, when his mission ended, Richard returned to the Chesapeake and his family's traditional business. He got his license as a commercial waterman with the idea of catching local seafood for his father's restaurant, the Happy Clam in Fredericksburg, Virginia. He married the girl, Jessica, who worked next to him at the seafood counter. But life was hard.
The challenge was the river wasn't providing. And we were having to bring in shrimp and oysters from Louisiana, crabs from North Carolina. And that vision of going out and catching what we brought to the table from fisherman to fork really wasn't working out here locally.
A breaking point came in 2010 when Richard and Jessica had their first child.
I talked to my grandfather and my father, and I remember the stories that my grandfather had told me about the restaurant. And he said, hey, I made more money than your father did. My father agreed with that. And he said, I got to tell you, it's going to be a hard living for you. And there I was looking at my son, and I said, I think it's about time we give back to this river and watershed. It's given to us for three generations.
So Richard took a job as a river steward that had been advertised in the newspaper by a nonprofit organization called Friends of the Rappahannock.
It's funny that I get the title river steward coming out of the seafood industry.
His new job was much the same as his old position back in Africa, teaching sustainability. To watermen, he advocates aquaculture, the growing of oysters in cages or underwater beds, instead of taking more from a river that's already been badly overfished.
Changing the mentality of watermen from this hunter-gatherer to more like a farmer who can plant the seed, market, and then have a calendar strategy is much more appealing to them.
He helps homeowners rip out seawalls and replace them with living shorelines of marsh grass that are better habitat for terrapin and crabs. In the river nearby, he builds oyster reefs. He uses cement and steel molds to sculpt diamond-shaped structures that he covers with young oysters, which he then plants in the river. He advises people to avoid chemical fertilizer and manicured lawns, to drive less, to conserve energy and water, to pick up after their pets, and in general to think twice about short-sighted thinking.
We're all going to need to work together to make this a better and more productive situation.
So Richard did become a preacher after all. He planted seeds of change in Africa, and now he's planting diamonds in the minds of his neighbors back home. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.
I wish I was a fisherman, tumbling on the seas, far away from dry land and its bitter memories, casting out my sweet life with a